Welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House. Romy, let's get to the calls. We have a couple people on hold right now. Let's get to Jerry calling from Sierra Vista. Jerry, we sure appreciate your patience, man. What kind of project are you trying to tackle down in beautiful Sierra Vista?
Well, I have this older manufactured home.
Okay.
And it needed the forced air heat replaced. And since I despise forced air heat in the first place,
okay,
I decided that what I want to do is just to cut the chill off the bedrooms and maybe off the bathrooms was put in, hydronic heating.
Okay.
And is what I want to put in the bedrooms is I want to just put the hot water radiators underneath the windows.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll use part of the supply and return line just to run a little bit of radiant heating to keep the chill off the bathrooms. You know, to take that, just grab that heat while it passes by.
Right.
I can't get, I'm having trouble getting some design help. I'm going to have to do the work myself,
okay,
which I'm sure that's probably not a problem.
Okay.
But I just need some design help because I know I have to meet flow rates and temperature requirements and that sort of thing for each radiator.
Yep.
And then whatever little bit of heat loss might come off of from the bathrooms, probably I'll forget that. Just ignore that.
Okay. Well, Jerry, this is going to sound kind of peculiar, but I'm going to refer you to our air conditioning and heating specialist in Flagstaff.
Okay.
Okay. And I know you're a long way from Flagstaff, but you're looking for design help. And I believe Dave or Farley up at Intermountain will probably be a great resource for you. You know, I've been building here in Phoenix, and we've done projects in Tucson. We've done projects in Flagstaff, all over the state, in Springerville. But I've never installed a radiator heat system. And I love them, but I've never installed one. So I'm not going to be able to help you much. Romy, have you got Intermountain's number that you could give Jerry? Jerry, you got something to write with, buddy?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
928-526-7006.
Give Intermountain a call.
5006?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask for Dave. Let him know we talked on the radio, and you were asking me about a system I wasn't familiar with, but I know the guys there will be able to talk you through it, possibly offer you some design assistance and even some brand name recommendations on particular pieces of equipment.
Well, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, man. Jerry, thanks for listening. We always appreciate the calls from around rural Arizona. I love Sierra Vista.
That is pretty. Those Huachuca Mountains.
Oh, man. I love Sierra Vista.
And there's so much around that area. You've got Tombstone nearby. You have the Cochise isn't far by that. That's southern Arizona's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country. And just for a second source for you, Jerry, there's Green Valley Heating and Cooling that's on our website. I don't know that I wouldn't have their number handy as well. 625-1234. Real easy.
And they're right there in Green Valley, Arizona. And I don't know. Maybe Ethan has done some radiator systems down there at Green Valley.
Cool. I don't know.
But he calls it Green Valley Cooling and Heating.
Because there's more cooling than heating.
Because there's more cooling than heating. Yes, exactly. So I don't know. All right, let's see if we can get to Julie. And that opens the line for you, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Julie. What are you up to this morning?
Good morning. I was just walking the bridal trail with my girlfriends, talking about my air conditioning troubles.
Okay. Did y'all solve it?
No. And then I got in the car and listened to your show and said, there it is. The answer to my troubles is here on the radio.
All right. Let's see if we can be that answer. I had Jerry from Sierra Vista with a radiator heating question. I've never installed one of those, but we've installed lots of split air conditioning units.
Well, I do have a two-story, 1,300-square-foot townhome with an older split unit air conditioning unit, and I need to shop for a new system, and I need to know what to ask. I'm brand new as far as a shopper, and okay. I need to know what kinds of questions. If you could guide me in that direction, do I want refurbished? Is there something like used? That sort of thing.
Okay. Probably not a good supply of good used equipment. And because it's an expensive purchase, most people run their systems till they absolutely die.
Yes.
You know, are you familiar? You say you're new shopper. Are you new to Phoenix?
No, I've just never bought an air conditioning unit before.
Do you have access to a home computer system?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to go to rosieonthehouse.com, and on the front page, now, Romy, you may have to help me here with the rebuild of the site here in the last couple months. We used to have the homeowner buyer's guide.
Okay.
And there was one there for how to shop for new air conditioning systems. Now, Julie, and I'm going to want you to pull that down and print it out and read it, Julie, because it'll be great guidance for you as you go through the process. One of my biggest disagreements with the air conditioning industry as a whole throughout Arizona is that we have been putting too big of equipment on houses for years and years and years.
That was another one of my questions. I want to make sure I'm not sold something larger than I need.
Slightly smaller than you need is actually better. Okay.
Wow.
Now, when it's a split system, is it gas and electric? Do you have gas heat or is it a heat pump? Okay, so it's a
heat pump in a closet in the living room, and a unit outside that runs when the air conditioning is on.
90. And how old do you think that unit is?
Probably getting at least close to 20 years, if not a little older.
And the reason you want it replaced is just because of a nagging suspicion it's about to die, or are you having recurring problems with it?
I'm having occasional screeching metal-on-metal noises suddenly coming from it.
Okay. Well, 90% of the air conditioning companies you call to come out and give you an estimate for that will simply look at the serial number, determine what size it is, and give you a quote for exactly the same size unit. Now, in a townhome that's 1,300 square feet, you know, we probably can't go much smaller than what's there. I tell most people that most homes have as much as 1 ton air conditioning too much.
Wow.
So if we get it properly sized, these new units are more efficient, so we can kind of neck them down from that point forward. The smaller units cost less to buy, and Julie, they will cost a lot less to run.
Really?
What's expensive about air conditioning is having the unit turn on and off, on and off. What's cheap about air conditioning is letting it come on and run for a long, long time. The cost of electricity is getting that compressor started. It takes 6 times more energy to start an air conditioner than it does to run an air conditioner. So a smaller unit running longer will remove more of the moisture and cool the air and filter the air a whole lot better than a big unit.
I'm shocked. So, I would never have thought that.
Well, you know, a lot of people move here to Phoenix, and when they're building a home or they're remodeling a home, the first thing they tell the air conditioning guys, I want the biggest unit. I want my house to feel like a meat locker in August. So I want the biggest unit possible. So they buy this big, expensive unit that the air conditioning companies, generally speaking, are very happy to sell them because the margins on them are so big. And they turn on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off. And he has a bill that's monstrous. He has hot and cold spots in his house because the unit's not coming on long enough. You know, we hear problems. Homeowners call us all the time. I can't get this one room cold, or I can't get this one room warm enough. Well, that's because their equipment is oversized and it's simply not running long enough. In many, many instances, that's the case.
Wow.
So get to rosieonthehouse.com and pull down that buyer's guide.
Great.
And it will be a true study. You can actually use it as a note-by-note, step-by-step comparison as other contractors are coming to give you estimates. who you should consider and who you shouldn't. Now, listen, you could also go to RoseanneHouse.com, and you can find some great air conditioning contractors that I know already will do it the right way.
Good.
You've got Knight Air Conditioning. You've got Rias. You've got Integrity Air Conditioning. Great companies that already know what I expect out of them and how they need to properly size equipment. So there's my short dissertation on air conditioning and what's wrong with the air conditioning industry here in the state of Arizona.
Well, you've answered all my questions and then some, and I feel like I'm armed with some information that I can ask reasonable questions as I start talking to contractors.
Now, Julie, how long have you had the townhome?
15 years.
Okay. Now, have you ever had a whole house energy audit done?
I have not.
Okay. Tell me in the middle of the summer what temperature you like to keep the inside of your home.
What do I like to keep it at, or what will I let myself afford?
No. Tell me what you like to keep it at.
I would love to keep it at 79, but I keep it more at about 80 or 81, but I go down to 79 when I sleep.
Okay. And at 1,300 square feet, are you the only one in the house?
Yes.
Okay. And are you on a budget payment plan
mm-hmm.
every month, the same amount?
No, I'm on the... from 7 to 7.
Okay, that's good.
Yep, cheaper.
Okay. So you're on a pay-as-you-go plan. Every month you pay exactly what you've consumed.
Yes.
Okay. So in the middle of the summer, at 79 degrees for 1,300 square feet, is your monthly bill right at about $145?
Yep.
Okay. You want me to tell you how you can cut that down by about $30 a month?
Sure.
Okay. In the middle of the summer, you're on the 7 to 7 plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At 7 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
tell your air conditioner to go down to 74 degrees.
I heard you say this a couple weeks ago and didn't want to try it with this old unit of mine. I didn't think I could ask my unit to do what you wanted me to ask of it.
Well, I tell people generally to take that down into the high 60s. I told you just to go to 74.
Okay, with a new unit, can I try this?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, when you buy the new unit, get a programmable thermostat and
have
them program it
yep.
so that off peak your
yeah.
unit comes on because your unit will generally sleep from 7 to 7.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're buying power at half the price
uh-huh.
when you're off peak. Okay?
I thought it was brilliant when I heard it a couple weeks ago on the radio, but I didn't want to ask this old crappy unit of mine to do it for me.
Well, Julie, once you get the new unit, go to RoseanneHouse.com, pull down the buyer's guide, take a look at the contractors we're recommending, consider get a whole house energy audit. That's only $99, and it'll tell you if there are any other dilemmas. The other problem I've got with air conditioning industry in Arizona is they'll sell you units without checking the integrity of the ductwork. And I tell you what, they'll sell you the oversized unit with super efficiency rating. I can sell you this 5-ton unit with a SEER rating of 27, and it's just going to be wonderful. And they attach it to a duct system that instantly loses about 70% of that SEER rating. So you spent all the extra money for the Cadillac Rolls-Royce equipment, and you're attaching it to, you know, old junk ductwork. So have them check your ductwork. That's what a whole house energy audit will do. Make sure they're telling you what size your current equipment is, and you should be getting an estimate for some piece of equipment that's somewhat smaller than you currently have, especially given your unit's 20 years old. Well, that was a long way around the question, but I know that is a question a lot of people have. They're happy their unit made it through the summer. They're not sure they'll make it through another one, so they're going to spend this winter saving up for the new unit. That's the right way to do it. We have an open line if you'd like to get in right here at Rosie on the House.